see in 3D? Can you see it in red? Do you see invisible things flying around your head? Did the satellites come for you again? And your last wish before the end? Oh, oh, oh. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Cosmic Light Shapes for your listening and pleasure. Can You See in 3D from that same release I played a few minutes ago. Before that, we heard a single from Edwin Page, and that was his track Let Me Be With You. Well, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. It's 5 o'clock. It's time for a live performance. And in the studio, we have LNSP. Can you hear me, folks?
Good day.
Yes. Okay. I think we have liftoff. All right, why don't we get started?
Feel your day right.
listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. Welcome to another live performance, what we do here at WHFR every Thursday afternoons at 5 o'clock. And in the house, we have LNSP. Well, you probably get asked this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Is that an acronym of some sort? Does that stand for anything in particular, or?
It's up for interpretation.
Yes.
So what you're saying is we can't say it on the radio.
Well, that could be one explanation.
Some of them, yes. It depends on how dirty your mind is.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the most accurate.
And it probably depends on what mood you're in, too, right?
That's right. Depends on the time of day and everything.
Okay. Good enough. How long you folks been together?
I want to say about 6 months. Well, these guys were together before I joined. How long?
We formed it in the summertime, around July or August.
Okay.
2017.
Well, you're doing mighty fine considering you've only been together that short of a time.
Well, you know? We hope, you know.
Well, that's cool. So, but it's been LNSP from the beginning, since last summer then?
Yes, because we didn't know what else to call it.
Okay. All right. Okay, what do you have for us now?
Another song.
The song is called 5 Before 4.
Time that you built up.
Live from Studio J with LNSP. All right. Well, if you don't mind, if you want to go around the room, please introduce yourselves, your name, what you play, all that good stuff.
Hi, my name is David. I play drums.
My name is Chris, and I play the keys.
My name is Kyle, and I play the guitar.
My name is Margaret, and I do vocals.
Okay. All right. So I take it the keys take the place of the bass then for the most part?
Generally, yes.
Generally.
I try my best.
Yeah. And
it seems to work all right, you know.
It does. It does. I don't know if you're familiar with the band The Muggs.
I am.
Yes.
The Doors did it too.
So yeah, but you also know the story behind Tony, though, why he had to do that.
Actually, you're going to have to inform me about that one.
Well, I don't think he'll mind me saying anything, because it's not a secret. It's not like, you know, no one knows. He actually had a stroke many years ago.
Oh, wow.
And he started out playing the bass guitar, and he couldn't do it anymore. And one of his musician friends said to him, it's like, well, why don't you try doing the keyboards? And the rest is history. So he decided to do that instead.
It's very inspirational.
And it works pretty well for them, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, so
I always tell Chris that he's much better than having a rhythm guitar and a keyboardist.
Or no,
rhythm bass guitar and bass. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Nobody needs a bass player.
We do fine without one.
All right. That's our message today. You hear that, all you bass players out there? You might as well just pack your bags.
Time to retire.
Chris is taking over.
Quite the task.
Hey, I think you're up for it. You're still young.
We'll see.
Okay. All right. Snake at My Throat, a happy song. I like it.
It is happy.
It actually is.
Is it?
You'll see.
Okay, I believe you.
Better than a gun at your throat.
That's right.
Or your head, yeah.
Thank you.
I had to make sure every note was complete. All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Live in the studio, the band LNSP. So I'm pretty sure you folks have at least one, if not a couple, of shows coming up. Want to tell us about that?
Yeah, we're playing on April 7th.
At Ghostlight.
In Hamtramck.
Okay. At 9.
With Tart.
Tart. That's a very good band. I like them.
Yeah, oh. The coup.
Okay. We're doing the Porches event in the summertime as well, which will be exciting. It'll be a new medium.
Is that the Ferndale?
Yeah, okay. Ferndale, yes.
Yeah, because I think last year was the first one, I believe, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how does that work? I only just barely heard about that. I mean, obviously, just like it sounds, people are literally going to be playing on their porches. But
yeah, from my understanding, I think they're just going to have us play out basically in the street, and whoever comes by can hear it.
Okay.
that's my best guess. But.
Now, do you get to pick where you play, or do they tell you where to play? How does that work?
I think Lee will tell us where to play.
He'll tell you where to go, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
His job. So. Hey, Lee, why don't you join us?
Hey, how are you guys? I'm
hang on. There you go. Now we can talk. Go ahead.
Check, check, check. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
How's it going?
I'm good. Glad to be back here with you guys, and I'm glad to have LNSP here for their first radio show. The porch thing they do, like I said, last year was the first time, and pretty much all the bands are assigned homes, whatever you want to call it, that they play at, although some friends like get together and can decide to play like at a certain friend's house like that. And I think last year they started off with, I think, 25 porches. It might have been more this year. I think it was 50 porches, and they want to go up this year. Mm-hmm. So they're still deciding what bands and what parts of Ferndale. But that event, I believe, is around mid-June. And last year, like I said, was the first time they did it, and it was just packed. It was a lot of fun. Got to see some new bands that I had never seen before. Like, that was the first time I saw Brother Sun, and they were good. They played with like a punk ska band of mine, Cabin 7. And it was just a really nice way to spend a Saturday afternoon.
Oh, wow. It sounds very nice.
So, yeah. So that'll be a nice thing for them to play. And like they said, their next show for LNSP is April 7th at Ghostlight in Hamtramck with Tart, who actually have a, it's their release show. They have a new single coming out on April 7th. So check that out. And again, LNSP will also be on the bill.
Okay, great. Two things to look forward to.
Oh, yes. And I forgot once. We have playing a show May 4th at Corner Bar in Hamtramck as well.
Okay.
With a few other bands. Mm-hmm. Not too sure about all the details of that yet, but that one should be fun as well.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, I think that's the one I heard about. I think somebody's already sent an invite for that one.
Wait, I didn't hear about that one, did I?
They're keeping secrets from me now, Lee.
It's not on my list here of show guys.
We'll have to fill you in then.
Yes, that was, his name is Frank, I believe, hit me up a little bit ago. We've been meaning to tell you, Lee. I thought you already knew.
Sorry to do it like this.
No, Lee. I don't think so. No, it's totally good. Another show on the books.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Perfect.
All right, that's great. Okay, why don't we do another one?
Thank you.
of action against this plague of immediate satisfaction. Ratification dictates when elections only portrayed in the face of a founding father. Painted face on the face of a dollar. Right between the eyes. That's where it's all hidden! That's where it's all hidden!
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band LNSP. All right. I'm going to talk to Lee again for a second, if he doesn't mind.
Put my headphones back on. Yes, what can I do for you, Scott?
Well, I know you're going to be bringing at least a couple more bands in the near, very near future, so why don't we talk about those real quick, too, if you...
Okay, I have shows, yeah, I'd like to talk about. Actually, Friday night, The Dropout, who has been on a tour the last few weeks, he has just come back to Detroit, and he's playing a homecoming show this Friday night at Ghostlight with JP from the HP. Saturday night is the Troy Gregory release show. He's got a brand new double vinyl album out on Jet Plastic Records. And Jet Plastic is kind of known for their colorful vinyl, I'll put it that way. But they went all out on the Troy Gregory album, and it's just a beautiful looking thing and even better to own. And so Troy Gregory's band is having a release show on Saturday at Ghostlight. Joining them will be fellow Jet Plastic recording artist The Idiot Kids, who also have a brand new single called Currents, and also Cosmic Light Shapes will round out that bill. And again, that is on Saturday. And I'm trying to think, Easter is Sunday, isn't it? It is Sunday, so I don't know of any shows on Sunday, but if you want to plan your weekend for the April 6th and 7th, if you haven't been to the Ferndale Public Library, the first Friday of every month, they have bands there. And there are always free shows. This coming Friday on April 6th, Jeff Milo has put together a double bill featuring Cabin 7, who are a ska band, and a band called Ami. And again, that's at 8 p.m., the Ferndale Public Library, and it's a free show. And they do those the first Friday of every month. So that's kind of cool to check out if you've never been. It's right in the area where, like, Loving Touch and... the WAB are.
Yep.
And then I'm also going to plug a show on April 13. David, the drummer here for LNSP, is also in a band called Bave, B-A-V-E. And they have a show at Trixie's on Friday, April 13th. And I believe we have a date for them here on Motor Live Drive sometime in April, if I'm not mistaken. We just have to make sure Dave can get off work and get here on time. Yeah. So we're logistically trying to work that out, because we did have to cancel once, and I do apologize for that. And we did reschedule, and so we're hoping David can make that show near the end of April as well.
Okay, well, you got to let me know.
I'm going to let you know, like, ASAP. I felt really bad having to cancel, the week of. So that will not happen again. And let me plug one more show on April 14 at Loving Touch is the annual Detroit by Detroit show, where local bands play as local, as other local bands or music, or Michigan bands, I should say. So there's about 12, 14 bands playing as other local bands and bigger bands like the White Stripes or Eminem or and Stevie Wonder, Bob Seger, The Go, The Hand Grenades. So that's a pretty good event. Each band does like three or four songs. And again, it's Detroit artists playing other Detroit / Michigan artists. And that is at the Loving Touch on April the 14th.
Okay, I'm looking at my calendar, and it looks like April 12th.
What do you got?
Well, April 12th, part of our radiothon, you have Kimball.
Oh, Kimball, yes. They're another band who are also putting out a 7-inch on Jet Plastic Records, and they have a release show coming up the second weekend of June at the Loving Touch. So, yeah, Kimball will be here on Thursday, April 12th. They'll play you some really, really nice tunes, promote their new 7-inch, and we'll talk about the release show at the Loving Touch. On that show, Remnos are also playing, along with the Doozers, and a fairly new band that people seem to like and are bringing people out to the clubs, and they're called Who Boy, W-H-O-B-O-Y. And again, that release show will be at Loving Touch, and again, they're also on Jet Plastic Records.
Okay. Then I'm looking, Bave is scheduled for the 19th here at the station.
And I just saw it on my calendar here. As soon as this show is over, I'm going to double check with David and make sure that that show does happen. Because like I said, again, we did have to cancel the one time, and I don't want to cancel again. So, yeah, his job just thinks he's too important to let off for the day. So we'll check on that. If I have to go down to his place of work and talk to his boss, maybe that's what I'll do.
Rough him up a bit, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
send Guido over there to.
I mean, I know you can't get every day off, but you know this is important. This is important, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, not that David's job is not, but you know, anybody could probably fill in for him, you know. Just kidding, David.
We won't go any farther than that.
No, we're going to close that out. But yeah, no, we're going to find out real soon, like today or tomorrow, about that.
Yeah, we'll
and hopefully that will happen on Thursday, April 19th.
And then May 17th, we have Fizzbang.
I'm really excited about them. When we were getting bands for the Hamtramck Music Festival, I heard their music online. I'm on the committee and one of the members who books the Hamtramck Music Fest. And I heard them, and no one had really taken the band and put them on their schedule at the various venues that had bands for the festival. So for the opening night pre-party, we all, the committee members, sat around, listened to about 10, 12 bands to pick for that night. And as soon as they heard Fizzbang, like every hand went up, we put them on the opening night and they just killed it. So we have some shows for them in the future. And again, they're going to do the radio show here on Motor Live Drive on Thursday.
It's now called Live from Studio J.
Oh, is it? I apologize for that.
Has been for about a year now.
I will remember that. Thank you. Make me feel bad, why don't you? Okay.
It's on the website, too.
That is correct. that will be on Thursday, May 17th. The yes. same night as one of my all-time favorite heroes is playing at the Fillmore, Todd Rundgren.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a while since he's been around.
No, it has not. He was here last year and the year
really?
Before.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm a huge Todd fan.
I guess I'm not paying attention.
I'm a huge Todd fan, yeah. So it'll be a busy night for me.
Okay. Well, you can handle it.
Oh, I'm used to it, yeah. Yeah, I put up with the LNSP, and so yeah, I can do anything.
Oh, boy. You realize they can hear you, right?
Oh, no, are you serious? No, I was a little stressful because a few of them were a little late getting here and whatever, but it all worked out. They made it all by 5, and that's all that matters.
Yep. That's all that matters.
It's all good.
Jobs.
Okay.
Rock and roll.
All right. Speaking of rock and roll, let's do it again.
All right. Next song is called Projection.
Projection.
Projection. But speaking of getting here late, do a traffic update. It's real bad. Don't drive.
Don't drive and drive, whatever you do.
Hallway. Can't move.
Okay.
Thank you.
fucking died!
WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with LNSP. Okay, well, that was a neutral title there. Some of the ones are scaring me, though. Snake at My Throat, George Washing the Blood Off My Hands. I'm guessing that's an economic statement, though, right? That's what I got out of those lyrics?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. When I first read it, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, it's a play on, like, George Washington.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
The public figure.
The public figure.
The man on the dollar.
Yeah.
Who rules.
The almighty dollar.
Exactly.
That's the only thing that rules. Okay, I'll get Mr. Majors on here just in case he wants to help. What I want to ask you now is, like, what's the best way to get a hold of your music? All the different avenues?
I think the best way right now would be either YouTubing us, or we have a song on Bandcamp right now. But hopefully after this is complete, we will be able to get this recording and post that.
Okay.
We're also on Facebook as well.
And we play live shows.
Yes.
Those are the best.
Don't forget those.
Yeah. Just come see us.
Yeah.
Where did you say the May 4th show was?
Corner Bar.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's very interesting.
Have you been there recently, Lee?
It's probably been about a month and a half. About a month, month and a half.
Oh, okay. So you know it's expanded now.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah,
that room is actually really nice. They have great sound, great lights, that fog machine, the disco ball in the middle of the room. Yeah, no, I like the place
ball.
A lot.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, you're really going to like it there. I guess a doctor's office closed down. I guess the man retired or something like that, and the bar bought the building next to it and then took out the walls. So it's more than twice the size it used to be. The last time I was there before the Hamtramck Festival, you couldn't even get inside there. It was so small. You know, you had to get the bass player out of your way to go to the bathroom. You know, that
right.
kind of thing.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, you're
Sounds
right.
like a nightmare.
Right. But you don't have to worry about that. It's a nice, big, open space where you perform with an actual real stage and everything.
Ooh.
That sounds real nice.
Yes.
Perfect.
If I had to say one of the best places to go in Hamtramck right now to play besides maybe Ghostlight, that would be at Corner Bar.
Nice. Yeah. Good stage to jump off of.
That's oh, right. yeah. Oh, you could do that.
Yes, Margaret. It's a pretty high stage, so
yes.
you can stage dive.
Okay, yep. Cool.
Just give us a warning. About. Just give us a warning. Lee and I'll catch you. Don't worry about it.
All right.
And the bar side on the other side of the band room is really super nice. I've always liked that room.
Mm-hmm.
All those long couches. The bar is really nice. Just a really nice place to play a show at.
Yeah, yeah. The only problem before they expanded, it was just the size.
Way too small.
The people themselves were wonderful. Like you said, the place was great, but it just was a little too tiny for a live show. But now it's just right. Okay, let's keep it going, I guess. This is Girth and Raunch. I'm trying to figure that one out.
The name of this song was written on a bathroom inside a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
That's about all we can tell you.
I don't know what it means.
Well, probably something we can't talk about on the radio anyway.
That's
so.
Certainly true.
Something girthy and something raunchy.
Boy, if I had a little bit more energy, I'd have been up dancing for that one.
Yes.
Yeah, I could. I somehow I picture like being at like a Greek wedding or something, doing those. You know what I'm talking about? Those type of dances.
Oh yeah. We wrote that at a Greek wedding.
We did. Yeah. We're all Greek.
Is that Hoisted. Where? Is that where your last name came from, huh, Chris?
Oh no, that's German.
That's German. Okay.
What is it German for, Chris? Tell him.
Tenpenny.
Tenpenny. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it's always funny with I'm not trying to put people down that have foreign backgrounds, but you know when they say, well, what does that mean? It's something really simple or silly like that,
like water or air.
Yeah, you know. Well,
no, mine's Tenpenny. That's At least I have some value to my name at the end of the day.
Worth more than my name.
Well, check this out. My girlfriend of almost 20 years, her name, she is Greek. Her name is Angeliki Zendeas.
Oh, wow.
It stands for blonde angel, which she is neither.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
She knows I love her. And she knows I mean that in the right way, yeah. But yes. All right. It looks like we're going really well. We got three more songs. We'll be able to squeeze those in there. I do want to ask, I usually do this for all the bands. I'm always curious about what your interests were, like when you first started playing music, what got you to like pick up that instrument or start singing. I'm always particularly interested in something that you wouldn't expect, you know, like something that you started out with, like, wow, you listened to that, you know. And, you know, compared to what you're doing now, it's just like, that doesn't make any sense, you know. But anyway, who wants to go first?
I mean, I don't know. I grew up playing the piano. I played for 13 years, going on 14 years. Mm-hmm. I took lessons for a few years and then realized that I couldn't read sheet music.
Ah.
So then I dropped out, and then everything since has been played by ear.
Oh, he's got a really... Tell him about your background, about what you like to play.
Well,
when you were younger.
Well, I played a whole lot of different stuff. I was mainly into Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You know,
so Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. So can you play mm-hmm. backwards like he did?
Oh, yeah.
Like get on the other side of the keyboard and
sometimes
do it upside down?
Sometimes at the shows, I'll do that, yeah.
Maybe not on purpose.
The only thing is I don't have knives to stick in the keys like he did.
Like he did, okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, those are my influences. I've always been very keen on, you know, Emerson and Keith Emerson and Rick Wakeman from Yes,
and
Jordan Rudess from Dream Theater, of course, and so many.
If you
and
could
Thunderdome,
Thunderdome. Yeah, I listen to techno as well, which has some influence in some of my playing.
Nothing wrong with that.
No,
but if you could get half as good as those people you mentioned, then you'd still be fantastic. You know,
I like to mix between progressive and dancey stuff. It's okay. A good combination.
Nothing wrong with that.
But that's me.
Okay. So. All right, next.
I grew up listening to like punk rock, some Iggy Pop and the Stooges, and a lot of Patti Smith. I really liked a lot, and like the Sex Pistols. My mom would always, even though my mom was a punk rocker, she ripped down the Sex Pistols, my Sid Vicious poster. So I kind of I want to say that I didn't really kind of get into. I would always sing, but it wasn't until. Until recently when I decided that I wanted to, or that was really what I was good at. I had all this energy and it was just being put into things that I wasn't passionate about. And so I finally was just like, I'm just going to let go and do it and start writing and all that good stuff. And it's just been the best time of my life every time that we're playing.
About you for a second?
That's great. Hang on.
Margaret?
Yes, sir.
You're a really big Patti Smith fan.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I knew that. I'm even more impressed now.
Yeah, I really, really loved the way that her voice was not, it wasn't classically good. You know, and I've always thought, like,
exactly,
I was in theater and I was always in the background. You know, I could never kind of fit in. And
you couldn't picture yourself being the lead.
Yeah, exactly. No, because I had this just... weirdness about me, and mm-hmm. I think that I look up to Patti Smith in that aspect, where she kind of took what was inside of her weirdness and like made it into something without having because I read her book and she didn't really have any sort of like formal experience with singing or performing with a band. When they asked her, that she was like, what, why would I do this, you know?
Yeah.
But so she got up and did it, and it's almost like, it feels to me when I hear her sing that she's like improvising, and you can really feel the energy that she's portraying and things that are not pretty and, you know, really actually raw, and that really inspires me a lot.
Yeah, when her first album came out, I thought it was awful. I didn't get it. I didn't like it at all. Then the second album came out, and she's been in my top three or four artists since then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely got her own style.
She's incredible.
As a drummer, I started hitting pots and pans with spoons And my parents figured it'd be a good idea to get me a drum set, so I started beating on that, and listening to Rush and other classic rock bands really got me into just drumming in general, and I'd have to say there's no better feeling in the world than being able to take out your frustrations on this kit.
Oh yeah, if you can't do it playing drums, then you just can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than being angry in life. Whenever I'm feeling down, I just hop behind the kit and
yep.
Takes care of that.
Let it all out.
Amen.
That's exactly. For the people at home too, he is wearing a Rush shirt right now.
Cool. Cool.
Best band ever.
Did you see that thing on Facebook? It's a picture of Kanye West. Right below it, it says, "I make my own beats." And then the next picture is Neil Peart smirking, and he says, "That's cute."
Yeah, I've seen that. That's hilarious.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I'd like to have a talk with Kanye.
All right, Kyle?
As a guitar player, I've been really influenced by the movie Holes and its soundtrack. It's really good. I would much prefer to play drums or piano. They're better instruments. That's it.
Jesus.
Well, you could.
That's Kyle in a nutshell, everyone.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well.
Not going to get much more out of him.
Yeah, that's okay. We got to get going here so we can squeeze the songs in. So. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay, why don't we keep it going? I want to squeeze the other two in there. This one is just simply entitled New Song.
Still haven't called the name for this one yet, but...
That's okay.
Yeah, okay, we'll get on it.
Lot
very
of art,
much in the making.
A lot of artists.
Radio show.
There you go.
Turn my
ignorant bliss.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn live from Studio J with the band LNSP. All right, David, Chris, Margaret, although I heard you prefer to be called Meg or either
one. I like Meg a lot. I actually, there are a bunch of different names for Margaret. There's Marge, Margo, Daisy's a name for Margaret.
I never understood that, you know, where they come up with some of those.
Yeah, I know that in French, Marguerite is a daisy.
Okay. So, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay.
Definitely. Thanks.
And Kyle, you're welcome. Thanks for coming down. I really appreciate it. I had a good time. Hopefully you did too.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having us.
We thank
had a lot
you
of
very
fun.
Much.
Yes.
All
thanks.
Right.
Thank you for having us again.
Yeah.
For having me again. I'm happy to bring LNSP to the show.
Thank you, Lee, for helping us out with this.
Sweetly.
You're very welcome. Yes. And I get to find out new things about you guys, like you have a show May 4th.
Oh, my. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
We love to surprise you, Lee. We've got to keep you on your toes.
Considering I'm in such a good mood now, and I was stressing out like at 3:45, 4 o'clock, 4:15, 4:30.
Oh, yeah. Me too, though.
I know we all were. It's all good. Even with this rain. But tomorrow, yes, like 52 and sunny. Let's hope it stays.
That sounds great.
There you go.
Awesome. Thank you, Scott, for having us.
Yep. All right. Speaking.
Yes, thank you, Scott.
You're welcome. My pleasure. All right. Speaking of the band Rush, Subdivisions.
That's right.
All right. Let's
give it a shot.
A cover of the Rush song Subdivisions. That's going to finish it off. Coming up, my vinyl showcase with the band Fur.